Steve Bannon pleads guilty in border wall fraud case. Conservative podcast host Steve Bannon pled guilty in a New York state court on February 11 to a fraud charge in connection with a push to fund private construction of the border wall. Bannon, 71, entered a plea agreement with prosecutors to avoid jail time. In return, he received a 3-year, conditional discharge that requires him to stay out of trouble to avoid future punishment. As he left the courtroom, Bannon told reporters that he felt like $1 million. The former advisor to President Donald Trump initially pled not guilty to charges of money laundering, conspiracy, and a scheme to defraud for allegedly deceiving donors to a nonprofit he co-founded, We Build the Wall Inc. The organization raised more than $15 million from donors across the country through a crowdfunding website. It promised that all proceeds would go toward building the southern border wall. Prosecutors alleged in the indictment that throughout 2019, Bannon and his co-conspirators funneled hundreds of thousands of dollars in donations to third-party entities and then siphoned off those funds for personal gain. The idea for the initiative originated with Brian Colfosh, a decorated Air Force veteran. In 2023, Colfosh was sentenced in federal court to 4 years and 3 months in prison for his role in the scheme. Colfosh repeatedly told donors that he would not take a penny of the proceeds for himself, but ultimately pled guilty to charges of tax and wire fraud and conspiracy to commit wire fraud. "I made a promise not to personally benefit and I broke that promise," Colfosh told Judge Annalisa Torres of the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York at the time. Colfosh was ordered to pay $25 million in restitution to donors, as was financier Andrew Badalato, another co-defendant who pled guilty. Badalato received a 3-year prison sentence. A federal jury convicted Colorado businessman Timothy Shea for his role in the scheme. He was sentenced to 5 years and 3 months in prison and ordered to forfeit $1.8 million and pay restitution of the same amount. Although Bannon initially faced prosecution in that case, Trump pardoned him during the final hours of his first presidential term. A year later, in 2022, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg brought the state charges against Bannon. Bragg's team noted at a November 2024 hearing that Bannon initially dismissed the fundraising campaign as impractical in an email. "Isn't this a scam? You can't build the wall for this much money," Bannon wrote, according to prosecutor Jeffrey Levinson. "Poor Americans shouldn't be using hard-earned money to chase something not doable," Bannon continued. Speaking with reporters on February 11, Bannon called on Attorney General Pam Bondi to launch a criminal investigation into Bragg and New York Attorney General Letitia James. Bannon's attorney, Arthur Adala, did not immediately return the Epoch Times request for comment. The Associated Press contributed to this report.